Good evening. My name is Al Whitney. Welcome to In Defense of Humanity on this 29th day of July 2017. This program is about helping people reawaken to the wonderful qualities of our own species while accepting and understanding that the current corporate commercial legal structure, both government and businesses built upon, is actively seeking to take control of most organic life forms on our planet. Restoring our unalienable rights and preserving our planet will require that we, the people, understand what has happened and learn how to empower ourselves as living men and women. Much of the information discussed on this show can be found on my website, anticorruptionsociety.com. After the program, I'll post links on the IDH program links page to some of the materials we talk about tonight. If you need to remind yourself why humanity is worth defending, please read and enjoy the In Defense of Humanity page listed at the top of my website. I'd like to make new listeners aware that there is a free People's Empowerment Guide to our corporate commercial legal system on my website, called Lawfully Yours. It is a collaboration of many men and women in the legal accountability movement. You can locate it by clicking on the Lawfully Yours tab at the top of the homepage. Our guide has been viewed more than 60,000 times since it was posted 2.5 years ago and is now in the 9th edition. We keep adding to it as more info and ideas come to our attention. This guide contains valuable strategies for challenging the non-existent authority of our corporate government. I don't know how many listeners heard John's show last night. I did. I thought it was pretty smashing. It was just eye-opening, again, as usual. And John alluded to, or really he announced, that there's going to be a special guest on Tuesday. And he certainly got my attention. I'm going to be tuning in on Tuesday to hear who that is. He gets some real interesting people on his program. Tonight, I'd like to talk more about the notice of condition precedent. I don't know if the listeners are aware that RBN is in need of financial support big time. And John and others have been reminding the listeners pretty much every night of how dire the situation is. And they've done pretty well getting contributions. However, from what John said last night, he's still not home free, still needs help, still needs support from the listeners. So just to let people know, one thing that I have done on the notice of condition precedent, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that tonight, but I wanted to start the show letting people know that if you understand what the notice is and you decide that you want to post a notice of your own, have it posted on the website, condition precedent website, that it is a $25 fee to do so, but that fee we want it to be a $25 donation to RBN for two reasons. One, it's a wonderful cause. It's a fabulous cause. They're worthy of it. And two, personally, myself and the others who do the website do not have the ability to take electronic money. And this way, people who want to pay electronically can do so by donating to RBN. And the people who will be doing the posting of these notices are going to volunteer their time. So I think it's a win-win. You get your notice done, RBN gets more support, and you can use the notice at as much as you want, or not at all. You can just keep it in your drawer until the time appears that you think it might be useful. But let's go back into the basis of which this notice was created, because a lot of people are still out there thinking they've got to file complex paperwork with the UCC and that they've got to contact the Treasury. And my goodness, I've listened to them, miles and miles and mountains of paperwork there are being suggested as a necessity to get out from under the corporate status of the U.S. citizen. We think that this notice is so much simpler and so much less risky that I wanted to review the whole idea behind it again and offer an opportunity for people to ask questions if they don't really understand what it is that we're trying to do. The notice was compiled by a group of four people, and we went back and forth and back and forth and back and forth until we finally got it the way it is right now. We feel pretty good about it. We feel it's not risky. You can post your notice for a month. Once the month is up, the notice is removed. You're sent a copy, and that copy allows you to use it in any way that you wish, in any way that might be useful to you. But let's talk about the history first and the foundation that the concept is built upon. First of all, it's like the Christmas Carol. When Dickens wrote the Christmas Carol, he started the thing out by saying, Marley's dead. Before you understand any more about this story, you have to understand, Marley is dead. And then he goes on to tell the story. Well, I'm going to start out saying, before you understand what you're doing, you have to understand the United States is a corporation, a federal corporation. Okay? That's not disputable. That's not debatable. It doesn't matter who says what. We've got it right there in the U.S. Code. So you can't deny it. It is Title 28, Section 3002, Number 15, and I will read it to you. Number 15, quote, United States, unquote, means A, a federal corporation, B, an agency, department, commission, board, or other entity of the United States, or C, an instrumentality of the United States. That's it. There's no other way to interpret it. The United States is a corporation, and if you look at the term an instrumentality of the United States, you quickly realize that is the states. They are all instrumentalities of the United States Federal Corporation. So what is posing as a sovereign republic or a sovereign government is not. It is a federal corporation. Our government is a corporation. Therefore, those we elect become employees of the government corporations as soon as they take office. From then on, they work to achieve the goals of the government corporations. They do not work to achieve the goals or objectives of the people who voted for them. And if you paid any attention at all, you will see evidence of that on a daily basis. It has been a very long time, in my opinion, since they've done anything that has improved the lives of the American people. Our economy gets worse off. Our healthcare becomes more parasitic. The whole medical industrial complex is all about profit, not patient care. It's a war machine. We're waging war across the planet on a daily basis. So I don't believe the American people want war against all these innocent small nations. I think that doesn't serve them. They don't vote anybody in office to wage war. But yet, here we have it. The federal corporation has become a war machine. And that is not in the best interests of the people. The president of the United States is the CEO. This is why he can issue executive orders, which he does all the time. He even issues executive orders that are secret and the public isn't told about. So if we go back in history to 1933, that's when this thing really got off on steroids. In 1933, the private Federal Reserve claimed that the United States was bankrupt. In actuality, the private Federal Reserve pillaged the United States Corporation. And if you read the works of Lewis McFadden, you get the whole sad story on that one. As a condition of this bankruptcy emergency, FDR demanded United States citizen turn in their gold or suffer a $10,000 fine or jail time. As this action was not constitutional, there's nothing in the Constitution that permitted him to demand the people turn in gold or go to jail. The United States citizens were accused of hoarding gold and were made enemies of the state during this so-called national emergency. The 1917 Trading with the Enemy Act was made applicable to United States citizens. It required enemies be registered and licensed to do business in the United States. Constitutional money, which was gold or silver coined, was replaced with the private currency called the Federal Reserve Note. The Social Security Act of 1935 brought in the process of registering and taxing United States citizens. This was necessary to make the people sureties through taxation for the Federal Reserve Note itself. Today, Social Security numbers are assigned at birth. As time went by, the Uniform Commercial Code was brought in as a means of unifying all of the laws throughout all of the states. All governments were using the privately owned Federal Reserve notes, which are used in all commercial transactions. The new legal system, the Uniform Commercial Code, is based on commercial law or law merchant, not the Constitution nor the Bill of Rights. Remember, the Constitution had been suspended during the 1933 state of emergency and remained suspended to this very day. Now, that is not my opinion. That is the opinion of a committee who did a thorough research of the state of national emergency and put out a report in 1973. It's called Senate Report 93549, where they described exactly what status the country is in when there's a national emergency. Today, the national emergency that is registered annually is the War on Terror. As long as the national emergency is in place, the president retains unconstitutional authority and is permitted to write and enforce his executive orders. Over 600 federal agencies have been created to aid the president in administering the state of emergency. All corporations, including government corporations, are subject to the rules of contract law. There's no other way they can function, but on paper, under a set of rules that are considered contract law. As agency of the federal corporations do business with state, county, and municipal corporations, they must use the same definitions in their contracts, which are often referred to as grants. You hear about that all the time. The municipality or the state accepts a grant, and generally in the news or in discussion, they just call it a grant. They don't add the second part of the word, which is a grant contract. Those who vote have volunteered to be citizens of the federal corporation. Citizens of the federal corporation are still considered today to be enemies of the state during a national emergency, which means they are subject to taxation, registration, licensing, fines, fees, and penalties. Again, the Trading with the Enemy Act was included in the national emergency, and the American United States citizens were then classified as enemies. Federal agencies, state, county, and municipal corporation write statutes for corporations in their jurisdictions. As they are corporations, they define the legal entity that their statutes apply to. So they list the entities who their statutes apply to in their codes. The word, quote, person, unquote, or, quote, individual, unquote, is included in their list of applicable entities regarding their rules, regulations, and statutes. Now, this is really important. It's pure common sense that something else is going on other than what they're telling us, because there are no living entities in any of their definitions of the word person. You can look up the Federal Registry, look up the word person. You can look at UCC, look up the word person. You can look at statutory law in your state, look up the word person. There are no living entities in their definition of the word person. Living men and women are tricked into presuming that they are persons and sign contracts agreeing to wear that hat. Hence, they pay the fines, fees, and penalties, or are sent to jail on behalf of the legal juristic person corporation. Person is another term for corporation. And I know people are familiar with corporate personhood. That's what it is. Person is a corporation. In 1999, President Bill Clinton extended the authority of the federal corporation over the state government corporations and gave the people of the states their remedy in his executive order 13132. He granted the people of the states the right to define their political and legal characters. Now, people might wonder what that means. And it's pretty obvious your legal character, that definition of person, that's your legal character, your legal character. As it stands, you're signing everything under the presumption that you are the legal character, the person. Political character. Political character means either you're within the United States Corporation or you're without the United States Corporation. In their statutory world, there's only two statuses, although I'm pretty sure if we look through the statutes, we would find where they have created a diplomat as a legal character. But in their judiciary and judicial procedures, this is Title 28, okay, Section 1746, Unsworn Declarations Under Penalty of Perjury. Anytime you go into court and they swear under penalty of perjury, this is what they're talking about. There are two statuses, and it's up to you to pick which one you want to be. One status, there's terminology that you use for an oath. For one, okay, we're going to go to break and we'll go back and come back and talk about unsworn declarations under penalty of perjury.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendolite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendolite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, welcome back to In Defense of Humanity, and I'm Al Whitney. Tonight we're talking about the basis for the notice of condition precedent. And I started the program telling everybody that it'd be great if more people would participate, because part of it is, part of what we've done is we've created another source of income for RBN, another way for people to donate. Okay, so we're back to the fact that Bill Clinton, as the executive, the CEO, by executive order, CEO of the federal corporation, granted. Now, I know this is alien to a lot of people, because how can he grant us any rights? You know, most of us believe we've already got our rights. We were born with our rights. Our rights were unalienable. However, remember, they've created this artificial person. They've turned American citizen, United States citizens, into enemy of the states. If your political status, if you volunteer to be a United States citizen, you are volunteering into the political status, and that particular political status today is considered an enemy of the state. Therefore, they're going to fine you. They're going to set rules and regulations about you. They're going to do their best to extract as much money as they can get from you and make you do everything they wish. That's your political status. Now, as the CEO of the corporation, he is saying that you don't have to be a United States citizen. You are free to define your own political status. Okay, so then the question is, I've heard this conversation go on so many times. People say I'm a state national. People say I'm an American national. And my response has always been, if someone asks what you are, you ought to ask them, what are your choices? Because if they have expanded the definition of United States citizen to include American national, in their world, they can do that without even telling us. So I prefer to go back to their definitions. I'm going to try to explain what we concluded about what are our choices, okay, for political status. If we're addressing them, granted, all of us are aware that they aren't superior to God, but if we're in their system or using their money, we don't have a choice. We're driving around on, quote, their roads, unquote. It's best to know what their definitions are so we can protect ourselves. So I'm going to read you how they've done this. It was a little bit difficult to find, but one of my fellows found it and brought it to my attention. And here it is. It's in Title 28, Judiciary and Judicial Procedure, Section 1746, Unsworn Declarations Under Penalty of Perjury. Wherever, under any law of the United States, or under any rule, regulation, order, or requirement made pursuant to law, any matter is required or permitted to be supported, evidenced, established, or proved by the sworn declaration, verification, certificate, statement, oath, or affidavit. That's important. Remember the affidavit. In writing of the person making the same, such matter may, with like force and effect, be supported, evidenced, established, or proved by the unsworn declaration, certificate, verification, or statement in writing of such person, right, which is subscribed by him as true under penalty of perjury and dated in substantiating the following form. Okay? One, you've got two choices, and here's the answer. One, if executed without the United States, this is what you would say or write. Quote, I declare or certify, verify, or state, unquote, under penalty of perjury under the laws of the United States of America that the foregoing is true and correct, executed on such and such a date. That's choice A. That means there is a status called without the United States. Choice B, if executed within the United States, its territories, possessions, or commonwealths, this is what you would say, quote, I declare or certify, verify, or state under penalty of perjury that the foregoing is true and correct, executed on such and such a date. This was, do they have a date on this? No, they do not. I can put a link up, or you can go in, you can find it yourself if you just type in a search box, Title 28, Section 1746, sorry. So in their world, you've got two choices, two political statuses to choose from. One is within the United States, and the other is without the United States. And we'll be back shortly.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back to Intensive Humanity. This is Al Whitney, and we are talking about the basics and the premises behind the concept of a notice of condition precedent. So, if we're trying to define our political and legal character, as has been granted, a remedy has been granted by the CEO of their corporation, we need to understand what those words mean. Now, I just explained what the political character is. You're either within or without the United States corporation. If you're a citizen, if you call yourself a citizen, that's a citizen of the federal corporation. You are within the United States corporation. and subject to all their rules, regulations, fines, fees, and taxes. So most of us in our lifetime, and I am in that as well, have considered being a U.S. citizen a good thing. All my life I thought it was a good thing, and I voted. I only stopped voting when I realized that it wasn't making any difference, that things were still getting worse, all the politicians were corrupt, the country got engaged in more and more and more wars, and I didn't want to be associated with a country that is out of control, really, going around the world killing people, innocent civilians, for no provocation. So I was happy to stop being a U.S. citizen. I was also happy to stop being classified as an enemy of the state, okay? Because I'm not an enemy of the state. I prefer just to be apart from them. Few of us approve of what they're doing. And I certainly don't feel they represent me. I haven't felt they represent me for the longest time. You listen to these congressional hearings and you get all excited thinking something's going to change, but it never does. The congressional hearings, people, are nothing more than theater, trying to make us feel that Congress can do something. Things do not change because of congressional hearings. And now that they're on C-SPAN, it is really a theater. So I see no advantage in defining my political character as within the United States. I see that as a great disadvantage. So to avoid the nasty parasitic treatment currently inflicted on United States citizens, and if you haven't been subjected to it yet, just wait. Just wait. It seems to be getting worse by the day. To avoid this nasty treatment, it is wise to publicly rebut the person presumption by noticing the world that from this day forward, you have chosen to define your political character as not a United States citizen and your legal character as a living man or woman versus a one-man legal corporation. It's easy to do. There's no risk involved, literally. And it could be a tremendously useful tool for you in the future. The reason we've chosen the concept, the definition of condition precedent is from Black's Law. And it explains why we're using this concept of a condition notice. Here's the definition. Condition precedent is a condition referring to a future event upon the happening of which the obligation becomes no longer binding on the other party if he chooses to avail himself of this condition, unquote. And I was hoping people would understand what that means. That means that you can process your notice and just stick it in your drawer, because you don't have to choose to avail yourself of this condition. You can choose to go along with what is going on. You don't have to use this unless it is an issue that you feel strongly about, and you're going to rebut the presumption that all these codes and statutes apply to you. Okay, now let me read to you what the actual condition precedent notice says. And we will definitely take calls in the second hour. Hopefully some people will have calls about this topic, because I'd like to see more people understand what it is and what a good thing it is and how helpful it could be in the future. It can even help you in the past, and I'll explain why. This is a notice right off of the website. The website is called conditionprecedent.com. You can get there through anticorruptionsociety.com. If you go to the homepage and look at the top tabs, you'll see one that says Notice of Condition Precedent. Much of what I've just explained is on that page. as well as a little bit of the instructions on how to do this. And then there is a link that will take you right to the website called conditionprecedent.com. Okay, so here is a notice that was done by someone just this spring. I'm not going to give you the name. I'll put John Doe in here. At the top of the page, it says notice of condition precedent. One line down, it says notice to one, notice to all. The next, in big bold print, it says notice by John Doe. It lists the date it was posted on. Then it starts with the actual notice. In compliance with Executive Order 13132, and that brought in what Clinton labeled, or the people behind Clinton labeled, federalism. Remember, it's a federal corporation, federalism. Signed by President Bill Clinton on August 10th, 1999. In Section 2, it states, Item D, the people of the states are free, subject only to restrictions in the Constitution itself, or in constitutionally authorized acts of Congress, to define the moral, political, and legal character of their lives. I hereby define my political and legal characters as follows. Be it known by all that I, John Doe, as a living flesh and blood man, that on this 11th day in the month of May 2017, do hereby give notice to all in the world that I am not a citizen of the United States. Any who wish to challenge this admission must do so by responding to this notice within 30 days of the last post date. Notice is also given to anyone in the world who may have a contract or unsigned presumed contract under the above name that this notice serves as an addendum to all contracts or presumptions ab initio in which the signatory name may or may not appear. Notice that the following be included as part and above the signatory name without prejudice. All responses to be addressed as follows. Note that all three line addresses will be returned to senders. And indeed, there is a four line address, John Doe, his street, his city, state, zip code in brackets. And the last of the four lines says United with a small U, States of America. So once this is processed, it becomes your possession. And remember, the whole idea of the condition precedent is, A, we're amending our prior contracts by adding an addendum. And B, we have the opportunity to avail ourselves of the condition only if we choose. It only gets any power when it's given to someone. In other words, the notice itself online is just you making this declaration that this is your status. Now, not everybody in the country, in fact, very few in the country, are going to even know that you have declared your political and legal status publicly on the World Wide Web, the world's largest media. But when it comes back to you, should someone try to impose some onerous rule or regulation, you can send them a letter and ask them for a copy of the contract that you have signed agreeing to do business with them. And then you can put, and the reason I'm asking is per se attached. And then you can include this notice. And this notice, you have declared yourself not a legal person, but you have declared yourself a living flesh and blood man or woman, and none of their statutes apply to living flesh and blood men or women. None of them. So I'm hoping more people will start to understand how useful this tool could be, how not scary it is. It's not scary because you're using it, you're quoting an executive order by the CEO of their corporation. Those who work for their corporation United States federal corporation or its instrumentalities are obligated to abide by the CEO of that corporation. Those rules are their rules. So all you're doing is saying to them, well, look, your executive says, I have the freedom to do this, to define these. It's not me. I didn't say it. He said it. He gave us this freedom, and here we are. We're going to define our political and legal status as follows. Thank you very much. I can't possibly see how you can get in trouble for this. The only way you can get in trouble is if they trick you back into admitting to be a U.S. citizen. If you go and vote, if you register to vote again, you will make this document null and void because you will have declared yourself a U.S. citizen again. Now, like the driver's license, some things that we're signing these agreements to and we're agreeing to these things really out of necessity, not because we feel we need a driver's license. We all know 99% of us drive pretty safe. But the way the police function in our country and getting insurance for your car, a lot of people have chose to have a driver's license. When you sign an agreement with them and you're choosing to do this or you're feeling coerced into doing this, sign without prejudice. Without prejudice brings back all the rights that you have reserved. And this is a right that you have reserved. Once you process this, it is yours and you can use it. UCC has stated that the remedies are to be liberally construed when it comes to rights and privileges. So I'm hoping more people will get involved with this and won't be afraid to do it. I can't see. I'd love to take calls, and I'd love to hear, you know, what everybody thinks of the idea, because I just can't see it as being dangerous. And getting this done while you make a nice donation to RBN at the same time seems to me very much like a win-win. We have to do something, people, because this federal corporation has got so many people bamboozled into thinking they have to abide by every single rule, regulation. We got people going to jail because they don't know that they're not a legal fiction person, they're a living man. Every day our jails are filled with people who don't understand this. It would be nice to get the word out, okay, and see if we can turn the tide. The legal beagles who put this thing together were the Law Association, the Uniform Commercial Code. It was a group of lawyers. They weren't even elected. Okay? This was done in the early 50s and early 60s. And the people, they swept across the country and they got these state legislators to put this stuff, to pass this stuff and put this whole system in place. I have no idea what they told them, other than they probably said because they're in commerce with each other, they all had to have the same rules or there'd be chaos. I'm not at all sure how they pulled this off, because certainly I wasn't a party to it. In Ohio, they pulled it off in 1953, and we located, my friend said there were like 18,000 statutes that got passed that year. In Florida, we have evidence. We have a assistant prosecuting, a guy who was the assistant prosecuting attorney in one of the counties in Florida said it happened in Florida in 1954. They were just notified that this was in place, and none of them, it was it explained. It just, okay, we're going to do this now. So it was done by stealth. That's why none of us knew anything about it. I didn't until over the last several years. I ran into it, and quite frankly, I was shocked. I felt a lot better about the situation, however, when I listened to others and talked to the people who put this notice of condition precedent together and saw clearly how this is where we have to go. We have to rebut the presumption that we have consented to be a United States federal corporation citizen, aka enemy of the state. Until we do that, they're just going to mow right over us. It is true that there are lawyers out there screaming and yelling that they're not abiding by the Constitution. And every time they do that, I go, no kidding. You know, it is so bleeping obvious. But they don't mention this. I'm not entirely sure they're, I don't think they can handle the cognitive dissonance that comes over them when they really recognize that the Constitution was officially suspended in 1933. That is not taught to them in law school. And even when we give them a copy of it, Senate Report 93549, and say, look, this isn't my opinion. This is the opinion of the most thorough investigation into this ever done by a large group of people, including constitutional attorneys. Their information was put in a report in 1973 and blew the whistle on the whole scam. Okay, we will take calls in the second hour. Stay tuned.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Thank you.
Welcome back. This is Al Whitney, and tonight we're talking about the notice of condition precedent. We've gone over the basis for it, kind of outlined what's happened to the country that's not in our history books. We have proof of all of this. We have that Senate report. We have congressional notes from the congressional record, particularly those that were comments that were provided by Lewis McFadden. We have evidence of a congressional record. I'm trying to think. He just submitted it. Representative Traficant submitted for the congressional record in 1993 an explanation of the bankruptcy and the fact that what we have now is a de facto government, and that's a fact. They are not functioning as the constitutional republic that we all think we have. It is functioning as a corporation with officers, and this was all done by stealth. The people who did it managed to keep everybody confused. And since the internet, we have been able to track down these documents, and the confusion is lifting. I mean, the veil is lifting. The clouds are parting. Now we can see what they've done and find a way to deal with it. There is a way to deal with it. There are people working on a big solution, the big picture solution, to try to recover this constitutional republic. And I wish them all the luck. It is going to be very difficult without some kind of divine intervention, in my opinion. Meanwhile, however, we have the grassroots solution is to define our political and legal character in that Executive Order 13132, he also stated, Clinton, and of course Clinton didn't write this. Someone else wrote it and he signed it. But they also stated that the people of the states have the right to define their moral, political, and legal characters. And I think that Mark Passio has done a lot of work talking about the lack of morality that seems to be going on around us. It appears to me that immorality is running rampant, and more people are willing to do the wrong thing just to get a paycheck. So, obviously, when that was written, they are laying this moral choice at our feet. There's nothing in that that says, well, we know you can't be moral because if you do, you can't earn a living. They're laying it our feet. Okay, the number, calling number is 1-800-313-9443. And we'll be taking messages when we come back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.